Good idea. Good idea. So how are you hanging in there, Lee?
Okay. I turned in my dissertation, and I defend 3 weeks from tomorrow.
All
right. Whoa! Cool!
So, I'm excited and nervous.
Yeah. No kidding. You should be. That's fabulous, though. Wow. 3 weeks from tomorrow, you could be done.
Uh-huh.
Wow. That's overwhelming.
So that's the 28th?
Yep, at 2:30.
At what?
2:30.
The 28th at 2:30.
Yep, I'm putting her in my calendar, too.
Yep, so you guys better be thinking of me.
Oh, we will be.
Positive energy in my direction.
Yeah. Absolutely. But the writing went okay?
Yeah, after I worked out a few kinks, so, you know, I changed one thing, and Ed was like, well, go, you need to change this thing, too, now, and I'm like, you didn't say, so I didn't do it. So I revised, so I did a manuscript option, so it has two different studies, so I said to him, well, you know, I can be writing one while you're revising the other, since they're not dependent on each other, why don't, you know, can I send them to you sort of back and forth, and he said, yeah, that's fine. So the first chapter I revised 4 times.
Oh, wow.
The second chapter I only had to revise twice. And then the last chapter I only had to revise once. So,
Hello.
Hello.
Sorry, I'm late.
That's all right.
Okay. So it went better after we got over the initial humps of what he really wanted versus what I had been giving him.
Good.
Any good news, Lee?
I'm defending 3 weeks from tomorrow.
Oh, God.
Yeah. Yeah.
Like we say in Spanish, I'll bring all the saints from heaven down.
Oh, good. I like that.
Yeah, that's better than TJ and I could promise.
We have the saying that you pray so hard that you bring all the saints down to help you out. Funny.
Well, I think I told you the story, Lee, about mine after I had defended, and these two professors basically got in an argument with each other.
Yeah.
And there was one page where so-and-so wanted it this way, and so-and-so wanted it that way, and I went back and forth. Finally, I just went to each of them, showed them what they wanted to see, and I turned something in.
Yeah.
I let them both believe it was coming the way they wanted it to be. So I could be done.
Yeah.
Forget that story, you know? Anyway. So I guess we ought to get started, hey?
Felicity, I sent Felicity the date, and I guess you guys sent it Friday when she thought that she was calling with us, too. So I'm not really sure if she said she was going to come or not.
Yeah.
I didn't get a clear impression one way or the other. And then I thought Larry was coming based on our last phone call, but maybe not. I don't know.
Yeah. Yeah. Same impression on my end.
Maybe we can schedule the next call while we think about what we want to talk.
Okay.
Alejandra, always looking ahead. I'm telling you.
I feel like we got something done.
Yeah,
exactly. He can say he has something done.
Okay. So what are we looking at? This would be in November, right?
We
November.
Have any deadlines coming up?
Always.
Always.
What's our next deadline?
For me tomorrow.
No, for the group, I mean.
Oh.
Yeah.
No, I don't think we have a... Right? Mm-hmm. I mean,
I don't know of any proposals or writing or
right.
anything else. Or
I don't think we have a deadline.
Yeah.
I guess that's good in some sense.
Mm-hmm. So anybody want to throw something out there?
So all of the Tuesdays in November look good for me, but if we could start at 2 instead of 2:30 Eastern, then because we have faculty meetings that start at 3 sometimes on either Tuesday or Thursday, and I just don't know until we get there whether we have a faculty meeting.
Gotcha. Well, I could do it at 2 on the 10th, but not on the 3rd. or the 17th?
The 10th works for me at 2.
Okay.
Okay. Great. I like this.
That's cool.
Yeah.
Two central, you said?
Two eastern.
Two eastern, so one is central.
So that means one central, right?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Uh-huh.
Okay.
Okay. We're good to go, right?
Yep. Okay, so for me, I have some Houston down for helping on the data collection.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
I have also, I send a message to Dr. Melfi from the Division of Math and Science Education at MSU, and he said he'll be happy to help. Don't let him forget. He said he'll look around and see who can he direct me to.
Okay.
But I haven't heard anything from there. He just basically said, I agree, blah, blah, blah. So my next step is to follow up with another email to this site and say, oh, and some Houston I already have actually a faculty that is going to do it. And so for that school, we just need to have a conversation of whether we want to change what we have or have it copyrighted and send it off. What do you guys think?
Mm.
Or should we wait? I mean, I don't know how to proceed from now that I have contacted people, and maybe I can hear from others. If you have any luck with your contacts, or
I was supposed to contact Chris. Oh, so I know the answer here is no. They don't have. They're not pre-service teachers. The middle schools they have. Teachers they have are in-service teachers that have come back. And I'm supposed to contact Chris at Winona State, and I have to admit I haven't gotten around to that. After I turned in my dissertation, I promptly got a sinus infection last week. So I've been rather useless since last Monday.
That makes us vulnerable.
And here at Ball State, as long as I'm a PI on the project, we got to do the whole application, Alejandra.
So you're not a PI.
Well, I don't know if we want to change the letter where we don't say everybody's on there.
Uh-huh.
Because what we looked at, Alejandra and I have been talking about maybe doing it at Ball State. What I have are 16 elementary education teachers that are pre-service that are pursuing a concentration in middle school. And I have 11 that I can identify that are pursuing middle school teaching, you know, pre-service. So that's 27. And then there are 10 others that I don't quite know whether they're doing high school or they're doing middle school. So the most we could have from here is 37.
That's a good number.
Mm-hmm.
I would say it's worth it if we could.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Well, how Alejandra has I know you said it was a good number, but you know what the application's
yes.
like.
Yeah.
Right?
If I like better the other way of, you know, seeing it as an external thing.
Right.
And although I don't know how does that ethically, how does that would be,
yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, well, you know, I'd like to say it doesn't matter, but I'd sure want us not, I wouldn't want us to collect data and not, then not be able to use it. And so ethically, I think we got to be up front,
mm-hmm.
unfortunately. I mean, I'd really like to, but Ball State's system is, I mean, if they found out, it would just be...
It's horrible.
Yeah.
Fired for that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Exactly. Exactly.
Just a minute, guys.
Yes.
Maybe what I'll do for you, TJ and Lee, why don't I send you so you'll know what we're looking at so you can really make an informed decision on this idea of what you're doing. So I'm going to go find it. I know I must have it somewhere because I sent it to Alejandra.
If I was thinking if this is the only one we do, then we can split it up. Because I'm thinking, let's do some adding of numbers, see if we're getting close to what we want.
Uh-huh.
So I have, let's see, 19 plus 11. I have 30 pre-service middle school teachers. And I probably can get about 15 from two other classes. So this is 45
mm-hmm.
on my institution. Then I'm thinking that Sam Houston will have about 30 to 25 to 30. Say 25 just to be conservative. So say 7, 70. So that's around 70. Yeah, we still need a whole lot.
Mm-hmm.
If we get the ones at Ball State, we're approaching 100.
So it seems to me that once we have IRB approval at our own institutions, then it's easy to get through modifications and annual reports. The hard part is the initial approval. So we might as well do that because then we can collect data as we progress later, too.
Mm-hmm. That's right.
And I know it's a pain, but once you get through that first time, isn't that true? I mean, every place I've ever been through, the first time is, like, the first iteration is the hardest, and then after that, when you change things, it's not so hard.
Mm-hmm.
Then you just extend, right?
Right.
You ask for extension. That
yeah, and you know, if you need to modify the instrument, you modify the instrument, but it's the initial process that's hard.
Uh-huh.
Yep. Okay, I found the stuff I needed to. So I'm not going to worry about sending it to anybody except you three.
Mm-hmm.
Alejandra's already seen it, but.
Yeah. And so where else can we get more subjects?
I'll get back on top of this. I'm sorry I haven't done anything. I had these two proposals due last week, and now that they're done, once I get past the sinus infection that I got when that was done, I will get on top of it here. I doubt that we have very many middle school at
mm-hmm.
NKU, but I will look at it, and I can certainly get through the IRB process, so I'll just start that paperwork. Okay?
Yeah.
Awesome.
Okay. But I mean, it's not going to be very many. So
right. No, we're finding out, right, that in each institution, I mean, we're very lucky to get 30.
Mm-hmm.
Which is very surprising to me. You know, we're actually making a census of a cohort of students
mm-hmm.
for each institution, and I think we have to say that. That's important when we do our results or whatever.
Yeah.
Because
yeah.
it's not like a regular stat class where you get 200 in one setting in one classroom in one institution. You know?
Yeah.
So, anyways. So, well, so the idea, what's the magic number, Lee? 200?
Yeah.
Oh, my goodness. Well, we have the entire whatever. Our sky is the limit to when we can get those 200.
Uh-huh.
Okay, so I think we can... start working on, well, since I don't have to do one, so I think I can help Rebecca. And
sorry.
I don't know if we want to pair, if Lee wants to pair up with TJ to do hers, or.
Well, Well, I'll probably just send the group questions and whoever can answer them. I mean, I'll start the paperwork. The form at NKU is not that bad, and I need to do another one anyway. So I will, I mean, as I fill it out, I'll probably have questions.
And we'll probably have them because we'll be working on this other one.
Right.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And certainly there's some of this that I can start and send it back to people or to Alejandra. It's just I want to make sure we all felt, because mine is somewhat involved. I mean, you've got to describe everything that's going to happen.
Oh,
it's a lot involved.
But, I mean, it's just part of the – but once we have that done, we don't have to do it again.
Yeah.
Shouldn't have to. That's correct.
Right. I mean, we'll have annual reports and stuff to do, but it's just, this is the hard part, I think.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, good. Let's just go through it.
Do I have the most experience with IRBs? Is that what I'm understanding?
I think so.
I should be the one helping people. Okay.
Because well, everything that I do here, it gets exempt. So.
Okay, so I'll work on trying to help people with stuff.
Okay.
I mean, I did two IRBs last fall, so I've done them with the new process.
Okay.
But so I'm familiar with our paperwork.
Okay.
But you know, I don't see mine as being terribly bad, but I could be wrong. I mean, I've never known anything else besides this system. So.
Oh,
so
but what you wrote probably will help us. Did you do it for this?
No.
When you did your pilot?
When I did the pilot,
I know you
went
through it. Yeah.
I'm pretty sure I did. Now.
Yeah, because remember that I didn't
have
the number you needed
yeah.
and all that stuff.
Yeah, I did.
Mm-hmm.
So I'd have to go back and find that application, which is on my other computer. All right. So find IRB from pilot study.
See, like. It appears for what Alejandra could do, you could just apply for exempt, and you can't
right.
at Ball State. They'll tell you whether or not you're exempt after you do the whole thing.
Today,
right?
I think we have a better system. You know, they up front, they determine whether you have to do the whole thing
yeah.
or you don't.
Yeah.
Well,
at least that's how or I read what we've got, anyway.
Mm-hmm.
No, I think that's how most systems are. Not most, but, like, research universities tend to have, you have to go through the whole system. Because the idea is that there's a governing board, so it's not up to the PI to decide whether they need to go through the process. It's up to the board.
Mm-hmm.
But let's just do it, because then it'll be done, and so let's just get it started.
Okay.
Good.
So do we want to be looking at the guidelines for the narrative that I just sent you?
Uh-huh.
Sorry, what?
I sent you four files, and I thought
yeah,
maybe if
and
we
I,
look...
I was opening the email, and you started talking, and I'm still not to the point that I can do two things at one time.
Holy.
Nah.
Not with the sinus infection. I'm just...
Well, most of us can't do two things at the same time unless
Well, normally I could open an email and still follow a conversation.
It's a function of age, and you're the youngest, and so...
Oh, yeah, well, that's not a good sign, then.
Yeah.
I've invented a new disease, or diagnosed a new disease. It's called dissertation brain. I swear mine has gone out the window since I started working on this thing. Okay,
oh.
So we're here. Checklist.
IRB narrative guidelines. One. I think that's the one, because that's really... The other things are like what I've got to upload. It's I'm going to take all this stuff that we do for the narrative
right.
guidelines and put it in that thing, which I can easily do once it's done.
Okay, so we have title. We have
right.
a title. purpose of the study, state the objectives of the general research, and when appropriate, any hypotheses that you have developed for the research. Okay, we just need to articulate those. I think we know what they are. But the rationale, I think I was thinking we can get it from our paper.
You think so?
Let me see. Explain.
Oh, yeah, how the data will contribute to the existing information in the field. That's right out of my lit review, right?
Uh-huh. We just have to put it in a form that is rationale type, you know, like
mm-hmm.
justifying the need.
Mm-hmm. Well, do we have a title?
We have a title. The title of our paper. No, half of the title of my paper.
Studying pre-service teachers, self-efficacy for teaching statistics.
Well, in your letter you say the focus of our research project is teacher efficacy for teaching statistics. What about that?
Uh-huh.
TJ, are you with us?
Yep, I'm listening.
Okay, good.
Trying to organize.
No problem. I just wanted to make sure I wasn't...
No, I have about maybe...
8 minutes. Assuming you can fly there.
It doesn't start till 3:05, and it'll take me 3 minutes to walk there, so...
Okay. So you think the purpose of the study, you all think that state the objectives of the research and when appropriate.
Okay. The research objectives. Number one.
I'm writing this down, so you don't have to do that part.
Right.
Okay, so I'm not going to put it in the notes if you're writing it down. Is that okay?
Yep.
Yeah.
Well, we have already done most of it. Do we want to start from the beginning, or we can just say
do
validate.
We basically, go ahead.
Mm-hmm. Because I was going to say formulate statements that describe efficacy behaviors in middle school teachers or prospective middle school teachers, but we've done that.
Yeah, because
that's with
the
all
instrument.
The standard work, you know,
uh-huh. Uh-huh.
We've done that. So maybe that doesn't go there. So the next goal will be to, and the next objective will be to, validate an instrument that measures teachers' self-efficacy. Is that how you measurement people work things? I don't know. So
validate. Sorry, say it again.
Validate an instrument or a scale, I don't know. An instrument that quantifies, maybe?
Mm-hmm.
Quantifies or measures?
Measures, yeah, I'd say measures.
Okay.
That measures teachers' self-efficacy.
And the way I'd word it is provide validity evidence for.
Ooh, I like that. Provide?
Validity evidence for,
mm-hmm.
right?
Yes.
For an instrument that measures teachers, how about measures pre-service teachers,
yeah.
right?
Yeah.
Efficacy for teaching
or self-efficacy
yeah.
or just efficacy. Measure self-efficacy?
Yeah, I think teacher self-efficacy for teaching statistics. That's pretty, I mean, they want it specific, so I think the more specific we can make it, the better.
Yeah.
Measures
don't you?
Pre-servers, middle school. Measures pre-service middle school self-efficacy for teaching statistics. For teaching statistics in the middle school. I don't know if it's...
Yeah, middle. I said pre-service middle school teachers self-efficacy for teaching statistics.
Or maybe you don't want to put the middle school for the teachers, but that they're going to teach in middle school, like, because you're going to have elementary ones going into teaching middle school, right?
That's right. Yeah. That's probably better. I moved it for teaching statistics in middle school.
That's right.
Yep. And really, that's the whole purpose of getting this IRB. It's just so we can have them fill out the instrument, right?
That's right.
That's right.
I mean, it's not any other reason than that. Because we're not piloting it here or anything else. We've already got the instrument developed.
Yeah, and we're not, that's it.
Okay, so I've got research objective is to collect data to provide validity evidence for an instrument that measures pre-service teacher self-efficacy for teaching statistics in middle school.
Yeah,
sound good?
I will say the collect the data is more like the process or the method.
Right, you have to collect data to provide evidence for validity.
So we don't... I would just start the sentence by provide, or no? The objective
no, I think that's what
collect.
We're doing is collecting data.
Uh-huh, that's right.
Yeah.
Yeah, so we have to keep that in mind, that it's not the entire thing, it's just this one piece.
Mm-hmm. Now, I'm thinking on that rationale, explain the need for the research, describe the data that the project is expected to provide and how the data will contribute to existing information in the field. Provide a concise description. Would that, of the previous work, that'd be you, right, Lee?
That would come from the lit review, yeah.
Yeah, so you could send me something?
You
not
can
right
get
now,
it from the paper.
This week, yeah.
No.
Okay, yeah, well, no, I don't mean this minute. I just meant could you send me something to be able to put
it
in.
Okay, I'm putting it on my to-do list for tomorrow.
Okay.
So rationale section for IRB.
And how about a number of subjects? I'm going to say it's approximately 40. Do you think they'll take that?
For your institution?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because we're only doing my institution.
But that are we going to do this again next, like in another semester?
Yeah, put 70. In case
well,
we don't...
do you have, are there 40 total at the school or 40 total that you have access to this semester? Like, I mean, are you going to get more people? I mean, could you get different people next spring? Or?
Well, it'd only be if somebody came in and started doing it. These would be all grade levels. In other words, freshmen through seniors. What the 40,
right.
The 37 I've talked about are at all different levels of their work. So it'd be unusual that we wouldn't get another 40 because.
Right. Okay. Guys, I got to go. I'm sorry.
Okay. Have fun.
I will look at stuff. Rebecca, send me whatever you have when you're done, when you guys are done.
Okay.
Okay. Thanks.
Bye.
Bye.
Okay. So I think this is worthwhile to try and do as much as we can here. What do you guys think?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And I'm just putting the stuff in red, and then I'll save it under another name, and I'll send it to everybody. How's that?
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
I think I could, it says the next part, 2.2, describe the subject population. I think I can do that because I'll just say they're the students that are pursuing these degrees.
Yeah.
Based on... the data provided by the university, something like that, right?
Yeah, and I think the subject population is any pre-service middle school teacher. And ideally, I don't know where should I put that, but I've been telling the people that I'm collecting data from that ideally I want them to have had some statistics.
Mm.
Because
mm-hmm.
it doesn't make sense to be answering questions about teaching statistics when they don't know any statistics. All
right.
So. Okay, describe it in specified inclusion-exclusion criteria.
Where is that?
2.3.
Oh, yeah.
Oh.
Mm-hmm. Well, that wouldn't that be what you just said, Alejandra?
Right.
They have to have,
that's
that
right.
Yeah.
They have to have a statistics course, right?
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
And they, although there's a question in the general background that asks them again, you know,
mm-hmm.
we can exclude them later, too.
Right.
So.
Right. But that'd be the only reason we might exclude somebody.
Yes.
Yeah.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Okay. Describe the method of student recruitment. Well, actually, that's going to be me trying to identify a course they're currently taking and going to them, or do it just email? I'm afraid I won't get
No. The way I do is that I find out who's teaching the class that I think they're likely to have them in the class.
Mm-hmm.
I contact the instructor, and then I say, would you let me do this? It will take 15 minutes.
Mm-hmm.
And then I come in, and I say, this is volunteer, but I appreciate if you fill it out. And I just get the ones that come that day. Sometimes they tell me, oh, I have 12, and then I get there, and they're only 9 or 6.
Mm-hmm.
But I can't ask the professor to do another 15 minutes again.
Mm-hmm.
Hello, everyone. It's Felicity.
Hi!
And Larry.
Hi. I'm back at work.
Oh, we feel like when our parents come home and visit us, what are your children are doing?
Now, have you
everybody.
All been good girls? No.
We have been.
Oh,
so it looks like lots of stuff is happening.
Yeah,
we're
working.
Wonderful.
Good to hear you again.
I know. It's good
yeah.
to see you too.
Oh.
No kidding. So how is motherhood?
Yeah.
It's fun. Joey's doing great. She's
good.
Liking daycare, thank goodness.
Yeah.
Aww.
Yeah.
That's important.
It really is.
How exciting.
Yeah. It's fun.
Yeah. We're very happy for you.
And I'm sorry I'm late for this call. I got hung up with something else. It's kind of crazy coming back to work after 3 months. But.
Aha!
Yeah.
What a rude awakening.
I know. Hopefully that will die down soon, though.
No kidding. Well, here's what we're working on. We
uh-huh.
have decided that given the numbers that we have, that Alejandra's done excellent at recruiting at Sam Houston and Michigan and at her own place, that the 37 possibilities I have at Ball State are worth trying to get.
Mm-hmm.
So right now we're looking at my IRB, which is perhaps the most daunting because at Texas State, Alejandra only has to say, I'm exempt, and they go, sure, okay.
Oh, that's wonderful. I
no, I just
that.
Fill out, like, you know, 3-4 statements, and then they come 3 days later and saying, oh, it looks like you're exempt. Here's a certificate that says you're exempt. Done.
Yeah. Yeah. It's wonderful.
Wow.
Yeah. So.
Yeah.
But so we're going through just skimming at it really quickly to see who can do what for Rebecca. And
uh-huh.
we figure as we do this one, probably what we write up will help for the others.
Oh, yeah.
That may need an IRB, too. And TJ was with us, but she had to run to a meeting. And so she says she'll do hers at her institution.
Okay.
So it seems like it's IRB time.
And so right now we're thinking with Alejandra's group and Sam Houston and some from, where is it, is it Michigan State?
Michigan State. Mm-hmm.
Ball State in Kentucky, we might have a little over 100.
Oh.
And we'd like to get.
That's nice.
We'd like to get to 200.
That would be even better, yep.
Yeah. So, that's what we're...
And what's involved for the IRB for you?
Just the whole thing, why why do you want to do it? What's the literature already say? Why would this be valuable?
Oh, my.
Oh, I mean, it's our...
It's a full proposal.
Yeah, it's our full duty. Yeah. How are you going to do it? And then there's a whole section on, is this going to be... What are the potential risks and benefits? Oh, my God, it's... And are we going to have any incentives and inducements? So, other financial considerations. I mean, it's... let's see. How many parts does it have? It's got 10. 10 parts for the narrative.
Wow.
And then, you know, there's a form. And I just know, I haven't done a lot of these, but I've done enough that I have something else that I was going to do, and I started to work on it. Somebody told me it'd be exempt and because it's pre-existing data, and they said I had to do this whole thing, even on pre-existing data. And I said, well, guess what? I'm only going to do that if I decide to publish it. If I'm just making a presentation, I'm not doing that. So, that's where I'm at. Anyway, but on this, since we know we're going to publish, it's probably worth it.
And since it's live collection of data, how are we breaking it up?
Well, right now we're just kind of looking at the form and saying who could do what.
So we're in the, where were we?
Patient
inclusion criteria, we discussed that.
Mm-hmm.
Subject recruitment, describe the method. Oh, this one you were thinking that it's on you, right? Because you need to figure out how to get them.
Right. Well, you told me what you were doing, so that's what I did. I just said I would identify the instructors' classes they're most likely to be taking, and ask to present in that class, and then ask the students to volunteer to participate.
Right.
Yeah.
Rebecca, I don't think I have this form. Can you shoot me an email?
Yep. I didn't know if you would want it, but I'd be happy to send it to you. In fact, I'll just go to my sent items, I hope.
Can I share a little CauseWeb celebration? Erin, or Tisha, and her husband Aaron have officially adopted a little girl.
Oh my gosh.
Isn't that great?
Wow.
Wow, she's been waiting a long time.
Oh.
So I'm putting, congratulations from
see
the Stats
it.
Check
oh,
group.
Wow.
Yeah. What are you seeing, Felicity?
It's on Facebook.
Oh, it's on Facebook. Oh, you Facebook people, I'm telling you.
See, we don't need Facebook because we have Lee and TJ and everybody else, it seems like, but me and Rebecca.
Yeah.
That's wonderful.
Wow.
Okay, so I hope you don't mind, but I just said congrats from our whole group.
Yeah,
Felicity
absolutely.
Felicity just put them there, too.
Oh, that's wonderful.
Yeah.
Okay. No, you totally distracted me.
Larry, do you want to look at this stuff or no?
I'm sorry, what?
Do you want to be included? Do you want me to send it to you, too?
I'm sorry, I'm a little out of it. What? What am I looking at?
The files we're looking at.
Sure. Go ahead.
The IRB stuff.
Yeah. Just so you
be in the loop.
Yeah, I kind of wanted to ask because it's not anything you really have to do, but just...
Can't hurt.
Right. Then you'll know what we're talking about.
Okay.
It'll be the fourth file, which is a Word file that says IRB narrative guidelines.
Okay.
And it should be... We flying through the optical network to both of you. But, of course, we know that doesn't mean you'll get it. If you've done any of these emails where you think, oh, yeah, they're going to have it instantly, sometimes they
don't.
It'll
be right there.
Yeah.
I still haven't gotten it.
You haven't?
No. Anyway, just keep talking amongst yourselves, and I'm sure it will appear.
Okay.
Don't wait for me.
All right. I don't think Larry has either.
I just got it. Okay.
Okay.
Here we go. Fourth file. Here we go. Narrative guidelines. Okay.
Okay. So we've kind of been through that section one. For a title, we just have teacher efficacy for teaching statistics. The research objective is to collect
data.
Wait.
So for the title, do we want to narrow the scope of the grade level?
Well, we could.
Yeah.
But we want this we want one time to be able to collect data from anybody.
Got it. Okay.
You know, that's kind of our thought.
Okay.
But we can do that for teaching statistics in middle school.
Mm-hmm.
Lee Alejandra?
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Okay.
That way the title says it all.
Yeah, that's true. And for a research objective, we have to collect data to provide validity evidence for an instrument that measures pre-service teacher self-efficacy for teaching statistics in middle school.
Okay. Do we want to specify what type of validity that is?
When you do a validation study, you're collecting all types of validity and evidence. So... not all types, multiple types. And so I don't know that they specifically need us to list.
Okay.
I'm sure there will be another
there's
opportunity down here.
Okay, that's fine.
Yeah.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
And the rationale Lee's going to work on, because she's got that kind of in a lit review that she's done for her. For your dissertation or for the...
No, it was for the paper for us. Yeah.
Yeah, so we're thinking we can just drop that in for the most part.
Oh, that would be great.
Yeah. And for the number of subjects, I put 40, because by my count, I probably have at most 37, but it says, approximate number. Describe the subject population. I'm going to work on that because I'm going to talk about how I identified those 40 students, which is basically they're working on an elementary education major with a concentration is what it's called at Ball State to teach middle school.
Mm-hmm.
Then we actually have a major in middle school teaching of mathematics. And then I have 10 that haven't really specified their option. They may be high school, they might be middle school. So I try to get those people too, if they are...
Mm-hmm.
pursuing middle school. So that gets me to, it's 16, 11, and 10, which is 37.
Mm-hmm.
Then we go down to 2.3, describe any specified inclusion-exclusion criteria. And Alejandra had said that she's really kind of, well, Alejandra, can you explain
it? Yeah, from the letters that I have sent, I said I would love to have, we need pre-service middle school teachers to fill out the survey. And I said ideally or preferable, those pre-service teachers that have had any statistics instruction, not a particular class, but they have had statistics either in high school or freshman year or something, or statistics for teachers, anything.
Mm-hmm.
But on the other hand, I'm not saying if you don't find those, don't collect any.
Mm-hmm.
And so my thinking is that we just grab what we can as far as pre-service middle school teachers go, and then there's one question in the background information where we ask them, have you had any stats courses? And then we can... if we want, either exclude them or leave
right.
them.
For IRB purposes, we probably just want to say pre-service middle school teachers, don't we?
You think?
Yeah, because they don't need to know. I mean, especially if we're going to exclude people who haven't had any statistics training at all after the fact, then we'd still be collecting data in some form from other people.
Right. But don't you think that that statement's preferable, pre-service teachers that have had?
Yeah, I've got your letter right here in front of me, Alejandra, and you say we are targeting future middle school mathematics teachers, preferably those who have had at least one course in statistics or are currently taking a course.
Right. So I don't know if that goes into the IRB exclusion thing or not, or they're talking about other kind of exclusion.
I might put it more into Section 4 with methods to say that, you know, before we begin the analysis, we will exclude anyone who, do we even want to say that?
Oh, I'm just reading here, describing each. It says, also, state any exclusion criteria that would eliminate the subject after the subject has started the study.
Oh, there we go. Okay,
uh-huh.
That makes sense.
Uh-huh.
Okay.
Okay.
So I'm going to put in pre-service teachers who are pursuing a middle school license, I think, because I think that's the terminology we use here at Ball State, but I'll check that.
Okay.
And then I'll put in this statement that Alejandra's got in her letter.
Perfect.
Is that okay?
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah, you can say they might be eliminated or decision or whatever. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Something like after data is collected,
mm-hmm.
Students with no statistics may be eliminated from the study. Or
the tribe has spoken.
Yeah, I'll do something like that.
That's good.
Yeah. Okay.
Then it comes subject recruitment.
That's where we put...
Oh, that's right. Yeah, we had that, right?
Yep, we have, so far, I would be identifying instructors who are likely to have these students in their class and ask to present to the class and then ask the students to volunteer to participate.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I mean, that's not the exact wording, of course, we'll end up with, but at least gives me something to go on.
And it says you have to upload the actual letter or flyer that you use to...
Right. Yeah. So I'd have to come up with the actual email I'm going to send to the instructors that
yeah.
says. And put that in there.
Right.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So now we're to the next one. Describe the methods and procedures to be used. Well, it's really... do you have them return them to you in a sealed envelope?
Is that
preferred? What do you all know about this kind of stuff, making people happy that
yeah,
judge
from,
on these things?
From what I've done, I have collected data for other institutions, and I'm trying to do the practices that I think work best. And I like when I get an envelope and I get physically... so many that they want me to collect, or, you know, I said, here are 30 copies, and they all have, by the way, copyright, and they're numbered, too.
Okay.
And then there's a formal letter where it describes, you know, this is the instrument, and these are the conditions I want you to apply the instrument, and please, there's a self-envelope, how do you call it?
Self-addressed
and stamped, enveloped inside that envelope where you're supposed to send them back.
I like that.
And that, yes, I love that because that guarantees that the stuff will get there and will
mm-hmm.
get back. And it says, clearly states also, any blank, whatever included, you know, so you don't have anything flying around. You don't have
mm-hmm.
people copying stuff. I think that's...
Are we collecting the student's name?
No.
Do we need any identifier? I mean, everything is on a single survey, right?
Right.
So I think that's the most important thing to say in here is that each student will complete a single survey which will not be identified in any way.
Right. I know they're very big on either anonymity. I can't say those words.
Anonymity.
And I think they always want to know. They want you to know that there is a difference between the two. Anyway.
Yeah.
So but I think that'd be anonymous, right?
No. Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
So I think describing that process that Alejandra described and saying that the surveys that people complete will have no identifiers at all, including name, and then talking about the other side of it, what statistical package or whatever we're going to use we'll put the data into, and then I don't know how much they care about this from their form. It looks like they might care, just to say that only the study team will have access to that data once it's collected, in terms of the actual data set.
And that the files will be encrypted and hard copies mm-hmm. will be kept in locked file cabinets and locked offices and all that kind of stuff.
Well, I'm not
sure
how
they want
far we
kind
need
of
to go, given that there won't be names on anything.
Oh, right, right.
You know?
Good
yeah,
point.
But I think, Larry, you help us with a sentence on the cover letter of our instrument. Let me see if I can find it. And you said something like that. And I remember I put that for my exempt thing.
Cool.
Probably that's what it got me exempt. So let me see if I can find the instrument really quick. So
you said, Felicity, something about we should mention... Did you mean like the software we're going to use to analyze the data?
Yeah. Well, I was really thinking that they'll care more about us saying that software, that the database, once it's developed and built, only the study team will have access to that data, and we will only publish aggregate data.
Oh, see, here's what we have in the cover letter. It says, your responses will remain strictly confidential. Column.
Mm-hmm.
Your name will not be attached to the information you provide. Individual level data from this study will not be shared with anyone outside this project.
Exactly. And that's mostly just important because if you know that someone is a woman from Ball State who, I don't know, there might be a way to identify the person if you gave individual level data.
Great. So do you want me to send you that statement?
Yes. Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Okay. And probably Lee knows what software we're going to use. Lee? Lee is our official.
We will use Jump for descriptive statistics purposes. Fast Jump, JMP. And use WinSteps, WinSteps.
I don't know that.
We'll use that to obtain information about item performance.
Cool.
And let me make sure I've got it right. Is it all caps? WinSTEP, WinSTEP?
With an S at the end and no, only W is capitalized.
Okay.
And if you need me to, I can see if I can find references if you want me to send them.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
References for software. I don't know that there is a reference for Jump, but I know that there's a reference for WinSTEP.
I think there is. Yeah, I'll send a reference for Jump.
Okay.
That'd be great. Okay.
Yeah, so if nobody has any objections, we'll just avoid using SPSS because it's a crap.
Okay. Yep, that's okay with me.
Okay.
Actually, I think we've kind of, when it says do you think we're kind of done with that? I mean, I know I got to add more, but just because they're going to want, you know, what does it say? Total duration. You've gotten your letter, Alejandra. It takes like 15 minutes.
Mm-hmm.
Are they talking about the duration of the whole study? I guess maybe.
Are you looking at 4.1?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. If in the middle, if the research involves more than one visit to the research location, specify the procedures to take place at each session, the amount of time for each session, the amount of time between sessions, the total duration of participation.
I think it just means how long each person will take
yeah.
to fill it out.
Mm-hmm.
Single. Okay.
I would say like 5 minutes for you to do the intro instructions and all that, and then 15 minutes for them to take it, so for a total of 20 minutes. So you can break it out in that, you know, 5 minutes for instructions and procedures,
mm-hmm.
and then each individual will take about 15 minutes to fill out this.
So if I understand you correctly, what you're doing is you are actually taking with you to the classroom
yes.
the envelope that those are all going to go in and be sealed. Because that's the procedure. But you're talking
oh.
about sending it to somebody, aren't you? See, I'm talking about I'm going to be the person doing it.
That's true. So that's different.
Yeah, it's a little different.
So you can write it in terms of someone sending it to you and you're doing these things, or you can just forget about the whole envelope thing if you just say, you know, copies of the instruments will be given to each individual.
By the researcher. I mean, it's all right,
yeah.
right? It's just we have to be told if it's collected by someone other than the researcher, but I'm one of them, right?
Right.
So,
right.
I mean, I'm sure I have to describe someone in here that this is a part of a bigger study, but it's the implementation just at Ball State.
Right.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Sound good? And I'll probably get to that here eventually.
Uh-huh. Yeah, so it's simpler, I think.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Then, since, can we maybe look at 5.1?
Uh-huh.
And we only have a couple minutes here.
Data will be collected and stored.
Well, really, I mean, we've already talked about it. It's going to be anonymous. And it's going to be confidential, right?
Mm-hmm.
And this is where, Larry, you said, describe the provisions for maintaining the privacy and confidentiality. Well, the privacy is that whole business is going to be in a lock cabinet.
Mm-hmm.
I'll say that I'm going to be sending it to Alejandra, who's the data recorder or whatever, some kind of title.
Sending it how?
In a sealed envelope.
No, okay, so you're saying hard copies only.
Right, right. The
okay.
completed surveys. I'm not going to be entering the data myself.
Okay, okay.
Rebecca, do you know if they have any concerns about sending data to a person who is outside of your institution?
I don't.
I think maybe we should look, like maybe investigate that piece with them.
Okay.
Because I know my IRB goes nuts with things like that.
Oh, really?
Mm.
Yeah.
Okay.
But if she entered it at her end and then just processed files, would be less controversial. Okay.
Okay. Then maybe we better just plan on doing it, because I got to tell you, the minute you start asking a question, they start looking. I'm just telling you.
Another safeguard is if you send the only copy and it gets lost in the mail, then what?
Yeah.
Oh.
That's true.
But you see, there's another statement here. It says, who will have access to the data? And there you have to say that the person who is collecting data from this institution and other institutions as well will merge the files or something like that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And I don't think we want the data to be destroyed, do we?
No.
That would keep it confidential, but
yeah,
yeah. Yeah. Okay, well, we're just a little bit over on our time.
Mm-hmm.
So why don't I see what else I can do with this and then maybe send it out to people?
Okay.
Mm-hmm. How does that sound?
That sounds mm-hmm. good. For risks and benefits, I would just point out that there's no medical impact at all. Which is probably what they're thinking about.
I know.
Sometimes when I do knowledge, teacher's knowledge, I say, discover their lack of knowledge.
Which causes anxiety and depression. Then they get a paper cut from the survey.
Very.
I mean, I couldn't think another. It's like, okay, what risk? Okay. Maybe knowing that how much they know.
I'm going to put there are no medical risks or benefits. There,
and
you don't get
their teachers will not know their results.
What do you say?
Their teachers will not know their results.
No.
Oh, yeah, right, yeah.
Yeah. Sorry. Sidetracking.
Nor will their parents.
I've already told Joey she has to be good at math.
No pressure. But have you bought her the T-shirt that says dependent variables from ASA?
I have not yet. I have to wait and see what size she's going to be.
Awesome. Would we describe, I'm just looking at 6.3, describe the potential benefits.
None.
I would say something like
awareness of their.
Yes, awareness. Very good. Awareness of their confidence.
Yes, and knowledge.
Metacognition is a good thing.
Metacognition, there you go. I think it's a good thing.
Plus, it will help our research team get tenure. That's a good thing.
Big benefit.
Okay, well that helps. I feel a little bit better about it. And we're not going to have any incentives, so that's...
Right.
No gift cards this time, huh?
No.
Yeah, no. Not to these guys. No, there's no financial expense. There shouldn't be any research-related injury, I guess, if somebody breaks their fingernail. I don't know. You know, some of this stuff, you just want to go in the survey.
Not applicable.
Yeah, right.
Only 20 minutes of their life, they'll never get back.
Yeah.
Exactly.
So this informed consent thing is probably... down there in Section 9. Well, it says 9.3C for exemption. Maybe we're on 9.3. You think I'd be asking for exemption? Probably not, because...
I think you are.
You think
because
I
it's anonymous, you have a shot at that, I think.
Yeah. Oh, really?
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
It's anonymous, and there's absolutely no way that the subjects can be harmed.
Right.
Okay. So I want to go for that.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
It would be hugely beneficial to you.
Yes.
No kidding. No kidding. Okay, so
They'll let you know if it doesn't qualify.
Exactly. They'll let you know.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Okay. Well, I think I've got enough to start on, guys. And
okay.
I know you all sent me some emails with some other things in it. And, Lee, if you can... send that. If you think it's different, if you think it's just what's in the JSM paper that we just did, I can list that. It's probably.
Yeah, I mean, that's what I would steal, but if you want, I can look for my IRB proposal from my IRB from last fall and put what I have in there.
Yeah, that would be good.
So,
that would be good.
Because that got approved, so.
Yeah, right, exactly.
Mm-hmm.
Exactly. Well, I'll just tell y'all, so nobody will feel bad. Ball State's famous for you don't get it on the first time. They send it back. And they ask you to do it again. They say, this is what's wrong. And I'm telling you, people that do it all the time, they get the same kind of stuff.
It's okay.
Yeah.
Prepares you for the journal process.
Yeah. Well, I guess. Or confirms your opinion of... some people. But we might have a real shot at it because the guy that's really hard to get through is on leave. And there's a temporary chair of this committee.
Window of opportunity, quick.
Yeah. Yes, exactly, exactly. Okay, well, hey, Larry and our Larry and Felicity, just let you know, right away at the beginning we set our next call, and it may or may not work for you, but we'll just let you know what it is.
I saw an email from TJ.
Yeah.
Yes. Oh, good.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The 10th, okay. Right?
The 10th.
Yeah. That works for me.
Eastern. Yeah.
So that would be, noon Mountain Time, wouldn't it? And I do have a meeting scheduled in, so I'll have to once again split my time between the two, but that's okay. So it goes.
Yeah, thank you, Larry. Hey, we appreciate you guys coming along. You've already been valuable.
And I forgot to say, maybe for the people that are ready to go on my end, maybe the 10th is too late. I just realized this.
Oh, in terms of their class timing?
Right. I wanted to send it more like towards the end of October, so they have like a whole month to. Or do you think the 10th, and on that week, if I send it, say, by the 12th?
Don't you think you can send, aren't you think you're ready to go with the people you've already got?
At least I'm Houston.
Yeah.
Are you worried it's going to get too close to like Thanksgiving and all that stuff?
Right. Because like for me, once Thanksgiving arrived, it's the end of the semester.
Right.
And I'm usually crunching for, you know, time is my my enemy. And so, but I wanted to ask you if we wanted to just use the one we used before, or are we going to change anything? Because this is it.
Were there any? I mean, does anyone have any reason to make any changes? Is any part of it not?
I think the pilot showed good variation and good split between the two scales, and
yeah, I thought we were going to go with the instrument as we pilot, or whatever changes we made after we did. We make any after we piloted it?
No.
Okay.
Not even like there were no places where wording could have been more clear or anything like that? We didn't get any feedback to that effect?
No, the only thing I was remember was the splitting of the pages was a little weird for the background questions.
Oh. Well, we could fix that without that being a big deal, right?
Yeah.
And the other benefit to that is that we could use that 23 that we gather for the pilot.
Yeah.
We didn't find any typos. That's the other thing I would think of.
Are you kidding me? After Larry read it 100 times?
One of the few things I do well is proofread.
No, it was just like,
there
wow.
You go.
But I can send it again just to make sure. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I
think if we can avoid changing it, unless there's some reason to, being able to use those people would be wonderful.
Yeah, it would.
Yeah, let's keep it.
Okay,
yeah.
Let's keep it.
Yeah.
Okay, so I'll start.
But the page break, that doesn't affect
the
psychometric properties.
No, and I think part of that depends on just what printer it's being printed at. So you have to be cognizant because printers split things at different places.
That's why I'm going to.
That's what ends up happening.
Yeah, that's why I'm going to print them myself and physically send them to Sam Houston and
great.
Do the whole envelope thing.
Yeah.
And
it makes it easier for them, too. So that's.
Oh,
yeah.
That's the other thing I want
to do. It's a nice thing to do.
Especially because we're not giving them anything.
Yeah, exactly. Other than, gee, a big hug through the cyberspace.
Next time I see you, Justin. But Justin is a really nice guy. So.
Yeah.
But we implied we'd do likewise for them sometime in the future, right?
Yep.
Exactly.
Yep. Okay, we can reciprocate this effort whenever needed, is what Alejandra says in her letter.
Those are Mary's words.
Yeah. Yeah. So, Alejandra, I think you have the go-ahead. Do whatever you can.
Okay.
Yeah, go with, start getting your data.
Okay, good. And I can also start getting my contacts here, and we'll go from there. And probably for you, we can do whatever. We'll try to do it this semester, but if we can't do it, then the spring will be fine too. I mean,
yeah, well, I feel a lot better about it, and I think I have, you know, enough time to carve something out. And like I say, usually they turn you down, so if I just get it in the queue, maybe we'll, you know, be able to get it through, and I can
mm-hmm.
still do it.
Yeah.
We'll try to do it.
Yeah. Well, I feel certain these 37 people are still going to be here next semester, but it'd be nice if we could get it this semester.
Right. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Right. Okay. Hey.
Great.
We did a lot.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. So good to hear you guys' voice, I got to tell you.
Oh, I
yeah.
have to say the
so,
same thing.
Yeah. Yeah. Absolutely. Absolutely.
Take care, and thank you for coming today.
Take care. Talk to you all later.
Okay.
Bye.
Bye.
Thank you. Please stand.